This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
One of the things I've learned over the years of being involved in nutrition, superfoods, raw foods, veganism, vegetarianism, food science, and so on, is that there's a lot of really bad disinformation in the raw food community in particular. And I know a lot of raw foodies, and some of them are great and are well-informed, but most of them aren't. A lot of people are pursuing raw food just because it's kind of a hip and trendy thing to do. And they have a lot of dangerous misconceptions. A great example of this that I wanted to bring to your attention is these raw food blogging girls now who are saying that menstruation is a bad thing and you can get rid of it by going raw. And they're so happy they got rid of their periods, and they think it's a sense of freedom. And they think that periods are, I guess, alien to the body, and they've shut down their female hormones by going raw. And they think this is great, and they're trying to spread this information to others. Well, I'm here to tell you, they're dangerously ignorant of reality. Menstruation is not a disease. Menstruation is a normal part of a healthy female metabolism and hormone cycle and female experience. It is not something to try that you want to suppress. It's not something to be avoided. It's something that is part of your biology. And now I know that a lot of people today, because of the bizarre transgenderism push and all the gender fluidity and the rejection of genetics and everything that's now cropping up in the delusional left, they think that, I don't know, they can magically transform from a woman to a man by wishing it so. So maybe that's an influence in all of this, but they are dangerous to influence other women to trying to stop their periods as well. This is just one more delusion that happens to crop up in the raw food community in this case. Now, in Chinese medicine, if your period is halted from eating raw foods and cold foods, it's called a spleen deficiency. It's one of the simplest, most basic, fundamental things about traditional Chinese medicine. You know, they talk about different channels and different deficiencies and qi energy and so on. So if you eat a lot of cold food over and over and over again, and in Chinese medicine, you are encouraged not to eat super cold foods all the time and not to eat ice, for example. But if you do, it will shut down your menstruation because your spleen, this is the Chinese medicine system, your spleen is then too cold and lacking the vital energy that your body needs in order to function normally. And I guess in Western medicine, there might be a different interpretation, maybe a nutritional deficiency. A lot of raw food vegans are deficient in vitamin B12. They're deficient in saturated fats, by the way, which are not unhealthy when they're from organic sources and they're eaten in moderation. They might lack fish oils or omega-3s from animal sources. Yeah, they're getting lots of flax seeds, maybe chia seeds, but they're not getting omega-3s from other sources that are actually more nutritionally potent, such as animal sources. And I used to be a vegan. I used to be vegetarian as well. And I know a lot of vegans, and I know some who have done it successfully, but I know a lot who haven't, because just deciding to go vegan for a trendy reason, because you don't want to participate in animal slaughter, for example, or you think you're saving the planet. And by the way, a lot of vegans are totally deluded about that because they're juicing, you know, celery from South America, which has a couple thousand road miles on it. So you're not really a vegan unless you're growing your own food and juicing it, by the way. That's real veganism means you got to eat local, but most vegans don't eat local. So they're not, it's just bullshit for most of them. But my point is a lot of people are not successful at veganism, even from a nutritional standpoint, because they don't understand that there are things you have to supplement if you're a vegan. If you follow a plant-based diet only, you got to get a lot of other things into your diet through supplements like B12. And zinc, by the way, a lot of vegans can be zinc deficient, or women can be even iron deficient because they're not getting the blood from beef or hamburgers or things like that, which provides a lot of iron. And men can be zinc deficient as well. So there are a lot of pitfalls to a vegan diet. I say it's more important to eat a clean food diet. And this is after many, many years of experience. I say eat clean food. It can have meat in it. It can have, if it's free range meat and ethically raised, no antibiotics, all organic and so on, and it's in moderation. But it should be primarily a plant-based diet. I do agree with that, and that's what I follow myself. But most importantly, it should be a clean foods diet, which means that you're not eating toxic pesticides and herbicides and glyphosate and things like that, or toxic heavy metals. So a clean food diet, in my view, is the single most important thing now. That's my conclusion after many years. And don't listen to young, hip, raw food people who are nutritionally illiterate, scientifically uneducated, and are telling you that menstruation is a disease or something that you should try to shut down. That is bad advice. It's dangerous advice. And it just goes to show you that just because someone looks thin doesn't mean they're healthy. A lot of people who are too thin are actually causing real long-term damage to their own bodies because they're lacking the nutrients that their bodies need. Don't judge people just by their body weight. Some of them are in real trouble in terms of long-term sustainable health. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerscience.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.